Academic writing. Task 1. Describing a process. Exercise 6. Listen to a university lecturer talking about the research process and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. Now, I guess most of you are new to graduate studies, and particularly research at postgraduate level. So I thought today I'd start by outlining a typical research process, because I know you're all going to be pretty much involved in some kind of research quite soon. Now, if I can just get the data projector to work. Yes, that's it. You can see the chart here, which shows the process. First of all, you have to have some idea of what you want to research before you start. This I've called sources of research ideas. In some cases, this will come from research you've done before, and you've realized that there are still some questions to be answered, so further research is necessary. Another source will be your personal experience. You've been working somewhere on something and you've noticed a problem or something which you feel deserves investigation. Or quite possibly your only motive for carrying out research will be curiosity. There's something bugging you and you want to know the answer. Well, why not? If you didn't suffer from incurable curiosity, you wouldn't have got so far with your university studies. From there, your research idea. You have to state the research question. What is it you want to find out? What's the focus of your research going to be? For most university teachers, teaching, of course, is a pleasure, but their overriding passion is for research. And this is how human knowledge advances. Once you've formulated your question, you have to design your research methodology. In other words, how you're going to carry out your research and find your answers. Also, you have to clarify who your readers are going to be. If no one is going to read your research, it'll all be in vain. It won't advance human knowledge at all, so at least make sure you're researching something which will interest other people as well. Going on from there, you should identify your sources of information. Where will you get the data? The facts, which will form the basis of your research, and what methods will you use for obtaining these facts? You see, you can't just rush into research headlong. You have to prepare yourself pretty carefully before you start, and discuss what you're going to do at length with your supervisors. When you've done all this, then you can proceed with data collection. This can be very enjoyable, but you must remember to be objective and not just collect data which supports your ideas. Keep an open mind about the results of your research. If you think you know the answer before you start, you're not going to be a very good researcher. When you think you've got enough data, you can go on to analyze it. This should include discussing it with other students and with your supervisor. Finally, you can write your report, which will include your findings and conclusions, together with any recommendations and implications of what you found out. All in all, it's a complex process with many pitfalls, but if you do it well, it can be a source of immense personal satisfaction.